I'm talking with Dr. Julie Guyon, also known as Dr. Julie, on the air here at 88.5 KRFY. She is a KRFY volunteer broadcaster and host of the Gospel Music Mix, which airs each Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Julie is also an owner of local business called I Care For You, which is a valued KRFY underwriter, and she's also a musician. So welcome, Julie.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's really nice to see you here on Zoom, but eventually we'll see you in person, I'm sure. Let's start with your show, because this is a really cool show. It's on Sunday morning. I know you have followers, people who really like it. Tell us about the Gospel Music Mix, just kind of what the show, how it unfolds, how you host it, and what listeners can look forward to.
Okay, well, it is a two-hour Sunday morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and it's just that. It's gospel music mix. So with that, you'll be able to hear old gospel music as well as new gospel music, and what they can look forward to is not only their old-time favorites, but also some fresh new music. And of course, I love to play local artists' music. So we have so many in Sandpoint, we have so many musicians and artists that write their own music and record their own music. And so I, because I'm also a musician, I know some of those people, and I like the community to be able to hear their music.
How would you mentioned old gospel music and new gospel music. How do you differentiate that? How would you give a description so that people would say, oh, okay, I get that?
Yeah, it really depends on the decade that the music came out. So just as in, you know, with the regular music we play on KRFY, you know, you have the 60s, the 70s, and then, you know, 80s, 90s, and current. Same thing with gospel music. There's a little bit of a different sound in the type of gospel music that you would hear in, say, the 50s and 60s versus the current.
What would that difference be? I'm thinking, what I'm trying to get at is, I know that in the bluegrass genre, there's a big part of bluegrass that is considered bluegrass gospel. Is that kind of what you're thinking when you say?
Yes, that's the older, I would consider that a little bit older. Yes, but still very, very relevant, very fun to listen to. And so, yes, I bring that bluegrass into that mix for sure.
And then the new stuff, I mean, there's a mix, because especially when you're playing maybe some of the more local musicians that are singer-songwriters, but some of the music is, I don't even know, it's like, big is the only thing I can, it's well produced, it has a lot of volume to it, there's a lot of choir behind it. Is there a name for that, or is it recognized as a certain kind of gospel music? Praise music is what I came up with.
Yeah, probably praise. Yes, I think that's a good word for it.
And is that, is it kind of more what you might hear when you go to church?
Yes, I think you would hear more more the praise for sure. Yes, yeah.
And who are
there are some churches that do play, you know, there's hymns. Those are those have been around for a long time. Hymns, so a lot of people know those. You know, growing up in church, and then there's just the contemporary Christian type version of music. And so it depends on what church you go to. You know, all gospel means good news, so any song that brings the good news to people is considered gospel. And so that's why there's such a variety.
I think that's a good description, that good news thing, because that kind of encapsulates all of the spectrum, from the old timey gospel music to more current, what we're talking about, praising. And so how do you put together a 2-hour show? What does that show look like? Is there any feel to it? Is there movement to it? And how do you pick the songs? Where do you find the songs?
So for me personally, I try to pick a theme. And then I look at, we have a large library at KRFY, a queue that has been developed. Bruce Arnold was very instrumental in putting a lot of the original songs in there. And so then I added to it because I have my own library of songs. And then also, again, the local artists that I've come across, I've added some of their music to it. So I have a large library to choose from. And again, I just pick a theme and then I start to put in songs that kind of go along with that theme of the morning. And, you know, during the COVID thing, the KRFY library would play randomly. So you'd just get a random mix, which I also liked that because I would listen in and during that time. And I liked the variety of the music, you know, just randomly chosen. However, when I do my shows and my podcast, then I usually try to stay with a theme.
And you talk.
And yes.
So tell us about that part of it, because you introduce the songs, but you bring a little bit more.
I want people to know
inspiration.
Yeah, I want people to know what song they just heard, you know, so I try to, you know, say who the artist was, and then give a little bit, maybe read a scripture. I do usually have one scripture that also is for the morning, and so I read that scripture and then kind of maybe expand on that. So give a little bit of additional inspiration, like you said.
And maybe pick songs that kind of go with that scripture reading that you did or something.
Yes. Like that.
Well, that's kind of fun. And so
it is fun.
Yeah. And you are having fun. You just told me that. But how is it going? I know you're podcasting now, so you're basically producing at home, which makes it easier, especially in the middle of the winter when it's dark at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning. And this way you can still go and do something in the morning you want to do.
Yes.
And you're happy with that.
I am. I'm actually enjoying this. Yes.
Okay. And what prompted you, besides maybe Bruce Arnold, the original gospel music producer here at KRFY, what prompted you to join in here at KRFY as a broadcaster and a show host? How did you kind of integrate in?
Well, I had been involved with being an underwriter with KRFY for my business. And then knowing that Bruce and his wife had moved to Florida, I thought that maybe there wasn't someone managing the gospel playlist at that time. And so I asked, and it was open. So you needed someone to fill the spot, and I felt led to do that.
Okay, and we're really happy you did. Why do you feel this type of program, a gospel program on a Sunday morning, is important to you as the host? And hopefully, why do you feel it's a nice thing for a community radio station to carry?
Yeah, I think like we've been talking about it, gospel music does bring inspiration to the listener. And I think it's important that we know we're not alone. Because we have a God who loves us and wants to help us to fill our purposes on this earth. And so, you know, a lot of the music talks about that. And I believe that everyone is different and has been given unique gifts and talents. And I feel that God wants to help us through this life to fulfill that purpose. So when I listen to inspirational music, it inspires me to live to the fullest, life to the fullest, to have that abundant life and not just get through the day. But I believe God wants us to have a relationship with him. And so this type of music brings me closer to him. And that's why we want to give him praises, because he makes us feel, just like we can do this life.
Well, I think it comes through. It has to inspire you first and foremost, and it's something that's been a part of your life. You play music. You probably play at home and yes. And at, maybe at church. And I know you have a following because people write in, or when they send their membership checks, they say gospel music with Dr. Julie, one of my favorites. And so do people reach out to you with ideas for music or just to connect?
Both. Yes. They reach out to me to connect and give me music, you know, something that blesses them. And so then I try to get it into on the air so that other people can enjoy it. And so, yeah.
Has anyone ever given you music that they've wrote and produced that just isn't your cup of tea? You just don't think it's like the right thing. It's maybe, I hate to say not good enough, but maybe just not the right thing. What do you do with that? I mean, have you come across that or?
Yeah. And then you don't put it on the air, you know?
Yeah,
I do listen to everything that everybody gives me, but I don't necessarily put everything on the air.
Well, you can't, or you could just be. I know when you mentioned hymns, I love the old hymns. You know, yeah. I can't even think the names of them. My friend in Wisconsin.
But like Amazing Grace. Everybody knows Amazing Grace. That's a hymn.
Yeah. And there's some really great old ones that if you walked into an old church, you know, the people singing them, you'd recognize right away. And those are not, I don't think we have too many of those in our library. Do we?
We have some of them. I should probably search for more and put more of those in. Definitely.
I think some people really like those because they're so familiar. Maybe when you were a child, you heard them mm-hmm. when you went to church and it just hits a note. Anyways. Well, we are so.
I have come across a few that I've played. So I can definitely add some to the mix.
Fantastic. Just thank you so much for hearing the call. We're very grateful. And to your dedication, because I know you had a big learning curve there with GarageBand and learning how to make a podcast. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I do like learning new things. So that's helpful, you know, and that, okay, I could do this, you know, and then you just go step by step and learn the process.
Right. So that is the Gospel Music Mix every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 with Dr. Julie on the air. And now let's talk a little bit, because this is the time of year that KRFY, well, we're always grateful for our underwriters, but we like to give a little shout out and a little showcase to our underwriters. You have the business, I Care For You. And we would, you know, our underwriters are so wonderful and we are so appreciative. So tell us a little bit about I Care For You, your local business. What is I Care For You? What do you offer and how can people connect?
Yeah, we are an eye clinic here in Sandpoint, and we provide full service optometry. So that means we do eye exams, we fit you for contact lenses, we can fit you for glasses. We have a large optical where lots of selection for frames for your glasses in all ranges of prices. And so we also can treat ocular disease. And we manage like pre and post ops for cataract surgeries. So we do medical as well as just optical. And we see patients all the way from when they're babies to 90. I have patients, several patients, in fact, that are 90 plus years old. And those are very inspirational people to me, because they, especially when they're so spry at that age. And so I love that part of my job, just meeting all the different people and in all walks of life. And we are growing as is the town of Sandpoint. So we are growing as a business. And if they want to make an appointment, you just call 208-263-9000. for I Care For You. And then we also have a website where you could contact us, and it's I Care For You. So spelled out EYECAREFORYOU, ID for Idaho, but you just put ID.com. So I Care For You, ID.com.
I think a good thing for people to know, it's a full menu service, or iClinic, and that pre and post-op for cataracts is a very important thing. You don't do it here, but there's so much on each end of cataract surgery that you can provide that support and all of the ins and outs of what you have to do. So one question I always wonder about is, why did I Care For You and you as the owner decide to support KRFY as an underwriter a long time ago? You're a long time underwriter, by the way.
Yes. Well, I just feel community is very important, and KRFY is a community radio station. So it brings people together from all over the county. To me, community means people helping people. So, you know, as a local station, we can tell people about the local things that are going on. You know, all the things we do as a town have a lot of things going on. Well, now it's starting up again, but it's just so fun to get out and about and see your neighbors and see people that live in this community and be able to connect that way. And so KRFY provides that in communicating and information to people and bringing people together that way. Right. And so I think that's very important. And so that's why as a business, we wanted to support that.
And you can, and as a musician, you can appreciate great music.
Oh, yes, for sure. I love the music that we play on KRFY. Just like my own gospel music mix, there's a variety there. There's a variety at KRFY in the music that we play across the whole day. And I just love it.
Sounds good. It sounds like that you have a good understanding of why you are an underwriter. But once again, we just really thank I Care For You for the support. And I want to thank you, Dr. Julie, for your time today and your dedication and support for community radio. As you said, it's an important thing. It makes us stronger. And KRFY tries to give voice to our community in many different ways, you know, from great music to content that is local and live and important. So, hey, thanks for joining me. Anything else you want to say?
No. I've just really enjoyed having the show, and I plan to continue with it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you and all you do. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, Susie. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.